in the Kundras Achrin. So basically we said that the goal of mitzvahs is to, in Maisa, is because that's the ultimate goal of the mitzvahs, is to elevate the world and to create the sparks and to fix Zo of Yitzirasiya, to make it wholesome again, and that's what we accomplish through doing the mitzvahs. And we're going to actually see that at a certain level, a certain extent, even though we can be mevarer through learning of Torah, through doing of tefillah, of davening, but ultimately, if it's a mitzvah that cannot be done through somebody else, you do the mitzvah. The mitzvah will even override, even if you're occupied learning like very holy things, or you're learning the merkava, but still, if there's a mitzvah to do, if somebody else can do it, then you keep on learning. But if nobody else can do it, then you have to sort of stop what you're doing. So we see that there is a greatness about the mitzvahs, besides the greatness that the Rebbe discussed over here previously, that Moshe Rabbeinu fixed, that he wanted to be mitzvahs maisis too, because this is the ultimate goal of the Hishtalshelus, was to fix the world, and that's the way you're really fixing the world. The Rebbe is going to explain that actually the physical connection of the mitzvah brings you actually a deeper connection than any connection that you can have with your love and fear of Hashem, the actual mitzvah maisi. So when you're learning Torah or you're davening and you're connecting to Hashem with your feeling emotionally, it's very limited, because since you're a physical person, there's only that much you're going to go. You're not going to go that high. He says even angels can't really connect to Hashem when it comes to an emotional level. But when you connect to Hashem, just picking up that esrog, doing a physical act, that is connecting to Hashem in a way that you can't connect otherwise. So you can be the biggest chochem, you can be the biggest heart, you can be everything, you're still not going to even come close. But if you do a mitzvah, that is Hashem. That's what we're going to explain now. V'hine, l'kiyum mitzvah she'yav shelasis al dei achirim. If to fulfill a mitzvah which you cannot be done through other words, mevatlin Talmud Torah, then we will waste Talmud Torah, which means that the mitzvah overrides. If you're sitting and studying, but if nobody will else do the mitzvah, you have to do it. But even if you're studying the act of the chariot, you know, the partis we learned in the Rambam, the greatest parts of the Torah, it's still, if it comes a mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah. And of course, the kol shekein tefillah. And certainly, when it comes to davening, shehi b'chinas moichin u'tchil rechim asichlim, which is the level of the intellect, it's our love and fear based on the intellect. So, why is it v'atam kinal? So the reason is like we said before, because everything is fine and good, but that's not the ultimate kavan of the creation. The ultimate kavan of the creation is not just that you should be in a very high level of tchila ruchima. The creation is, the ultimate goal is to make a difference in the world, to fix the world. That's what's great. That's one reason. But the Alter Rebbe is going to say there's another reason. The other reason is that you're actually going to really get close to the Eibishter is actually through doing the mitzvah. That it's very great and high, very great and high, the greatness of the actual mitzvahs that come in action. V'chein limudim, also to study about the mitzvahs maisiyas, like halachas, when we talk about the actual action, is the greatness of them. Ha'maylis ha'moichin shem d'chil rechim esichliyim, above the level of intellect, which is fear and love based on the intellect, which is the time of when you daven and you connect to Hashem through your emotional love and fear of Hashem. Although the pasuk says you should connect to Hashem, so he says, how do you connect to Hashem? Through Hashem's measures. Hashem's measures is what? Hashem is love, and Hashem is ava. Hashem is so you love. So loving Hashem is connecting to Hashem's midos. That's the way to. Because what does it mean through the midas? Because since Hashem and his midas are one, so when you connect to the midas, you're essentially connecting to Hashem. So when you're loving Hashem or you're contemplating all this, you're making a connection. You're not even connecting to midas hal yonim, elo b'mitziusom v'loy b'mahusom. In other words, you only know their existence but you don't know their essence. You know, a lot of times we can connect to things in a way that we don't know them, what they are, but we know that they exist. As, for example, a silly example would be electricity. We may not know what electricity is, but we see the effects of electricity, and we see that, you know, powers things, things go. So a lot of times when we don't have a recognition, so when we talk about the Eibishter's Midos, connecting to the Eibishter's Midos, you know, that you're loving Hashem and you're realizing some of the Eibishter's effects from his Midos, but you don't really have the essence of what the Midos are. A person cannot know that. The Alter Rebbe brought down earlier that Avraham Avinu said, I am sand and ashes. What does he mean by ashes? He says, my love to the Eibishter, it just by comparison, is like the ashes from a burnt piece of wood. Is there any ashes connection with a piece of wood? I mean, ashes is left over. Before there was a wood, all the four elements were in another form. It's a total different state. Something of it is, the ashes before were a piece of wood. I mean, that's how much the love of Abraham is in comparison to the love of Hashem. So it's like ashes, very, very far away. The kol shekein b'ein sober. This is even his midos of the Eibishter. That's knowing the midos. Chesed, gevura, understanding, atzilus, and those in Yonim are also there. We don't have any feeling. But and then when you talk about the ein sof, koshkin ein sof, with less machshavah tzvisabei, b'ein of his pashta chaisman and his baruch, over there is no thought that can capture his light and the expansion of his vitality from him. Ki'im b'mitziusay. We just know his existence. We know that Hashem creates everything. We don't know how. We don't know who Hashem is or what Hashem is. But we see there is the existence that from him everything comes. Shehu shemchayas kulam. That he is the one that vitalizes everything. But we don't know the essence. Afilu le'elyonim. Even the supreme, the angels, the seraphim, they say also, what do you call Kodesh, 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 Hashem tzavok is chulu. They also say that Hashem exalted, exalted, holy, separated. We don't know who Hashem is, Kodesh, Kodesh. So even a malach can't have any comprehension. So of course a human can have any comprehension. The only ones is not a created being. There is levad alulim hanetzolim. Alulim is, you know, like a chain. The second chain, which comes from the first chain, is called an olul. It's like a chain. There is a connection. Not those. A nivra means yesh me'ayin. It was created. It's a distance. There's no connection. But the supreme alulim, those were aluna masigim kolechad bi'ilose. Each one can understand his cause, just like the chain, the upper part of the lower ring is above the lower part of the upper ring, and it gets a little bit. As the order brought down in Tzchaim, as the Parzufim, they dress up in one another. But this does not apply to Nivroim, only by Alulim, Hanetzolim. Those are effects, not created. Even in the Afilu bin Shom is the Atzilus. Even if it's soul of Atzilus, who was a soul of Atzilus? What does it say? Over there says, you just see my back, which means you see the Metzius, but there's no way that you can comprehend who Hashem is, the essence of Hashem.